in your area, Northern Ireland. As reported in the last issue, the branch had written to the Civil Service Pensions Branch, CSP, of the Department of Finance to ensure that Northern Ireland civil servants retain pension parity with the UK civil service. In November, the Chancellor had confirmed that members of the UK's civil service pension scheme would see a 3.8% uplift in pensions from April. We are pleased to report that in late March, CSP wrote to us to confirm that members of the Northern Ireland Civil Service Pension Scheme would also see their pensions rise by 3.8% from April. CSPA legal status. A series of branch/group meetings in April discussed the possibility of the CSPA becoming a company limited by guarantee or a charitable incorporated organisation. A small number of members also attended a special branch meeting on the 14th of April, addressed by General Secretary Sally Tsoukaris, National Treasurer Mike Sparham, and Legal Specialist Bernard Ingram. Alistair Hunter. Branch President Alistair Hunter stood down from the branch committee at the AGM on the 22nd of April. It was an emotional day as Alistair has been on the committee for more than 25 years and has been the most dedicated, committed CSPA activist. For many years, he served as Treasurer and Membership Secretary, two very busy posts. When Alistair started, computer banking and joining an organization online hadn't been thought of. He sent endless application forms, visiting the bank with checks for membership fees and so on, without complaint. We owe the most enormous thanks. Thank you, Alistair. Key communications. The latest newsletter, pictured, with its lead story on gold-plated civil service pensions, was sent to all members in early April. The annual meeting with Civil Service Pensions Branch was planned for May/June. Among the issues to be discussed were the MacLeod and Goodwin judgments, civil service pension statements and overpayments. More details on the branch website, Pensions Administration. We are the only area of the CSPA to have members in two separate but similar pension schemes. In England, Scotland and Wales, all retired civil servants' pensions are administered by a private company. But all Northern Ireland civil servants employed by government departments in Northern Ireland continue to have their pensions administered by the Department of Finance. However, some civil servants who worked for non-devolved departments such as HMRC or the Passport Office had their pensions administered by MyCSP until December 2025. The contract has now been taken over by Capita, but despite having 2 years to plan the handover, it has been a disaster, with members failing to receive their pension on time, sometimes not at all. Members have reported lengthy phone waits and being unable to access the pension portal. Northern Ireland MPs Gregory Campbell, Claire Hannah, and Jim Shannon raised the issues in Parliament. We offered all three our support and have held meetings with Jim's and Claire's staff. Specsavers vouchers. This continues to be a very popular benefit among members. If you would like a £20 Specsavers voucher, to be used for the Specsavers £99 plus range, for yourself, family members or friends, please contact Tony McMullen at tony.mcmullen@outlook.com, providing the names of the people requesting a voucher.